Welcome everybody, shir number 1292. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daliv, Ben Rabbanan's Isa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and the Refuah Shleim Avram Yaakov Ben Rachel Leish, Takav Refuah Shleim of Tzach Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoira winnowing. Okay. So we started talking, we were in the middle of talking about, we're up to the practical applications, in reference to when it's one item like water, spray from a aerosol can or something along those lines, and somebody throws it up into the air and it just separates from the wind, is that a problem? So I just want to read from the Sefer Klalim and then get into the practical applications, as we always do. So he brings down on page Mem Beis in the Melach of Zaire, he says, Mutu l'kuliyam, it's mutu according to everybody, l'fazer al dedei haruach, k'shalui nasa beriras oichol psoilis. If there's no bad and good, there's no oichol and psoilis, then there's no problem. Rak nispazer akol, it's just separating the item into the air. Hecha shema shemafaza hu dover she'ena gedulei karka. But it should be something that's not gedulei karka. It's not something that halakhically has a din of gedulei karka grown from the ground. Like we said, a human being would have a din of grown from the ground for whatever various different reasons. But tamu iser. It's just separating the one item. There's no good, there's no bad. And he says, that's what he says. It's, you don't find it in the Paiskim, besides what we quoted the last couple of Shirim. Even though we do find it in the Yerushalmi, and the Ramah quoted it, the only time we'll even be machmir, be strict in this instance, is something whereby halachically would have a din of gedulei karka, like we said, a human being. But if something that halachically does not have a halacha of gedulei karka, as quote unquote grown from the ground, therefore we won't worry about it. Okay, so that's basically his introduction, and he brings down some various different practical applications, like he always does. So he says, number one, somebody throws water out into the air, out the window, or whatever, in a case in time where there's no questions of watering the grass, right? There's no questions of whereby, as far as carrying, it's a backyard, there's no grass, it's pavement, whatever. But the question is, will the wind will come? It's windy, it's blowing. I throw the water out the air and outside the window, or I throw the water up into the air, whatever the case is, or I have dirty water somewhere that I just want to get rid of. In a case in time where it's not muksa, whatever the case is, as far as zera winnowing, throwing this water, stamped just like this into the air, and the problem of having the wind separate the particles or droplets or whatever would not be a problem. So that's what he says. Case number one is mutar l'kuli alma lizroik mayim b'chutz. It's mutar for everybody, according to everybody, to throw water into the air, outside, or whatever the case is, with the, you know, when it's allowed to be done. Afilu hecha sheruch mefazrim umafridim l'kama chalakim. Even though the wind will come and blow this little bit of water that somebody threw, out of the jar or out of the bottle or whatever the case is, or if somebody has a drink, right, or whatever the case, something like that, they'll throw the finish with the drink and they'll whatever want to pour it out. And this question of the wind comes, is a small amount, they'll blow it all over, right? So v'atam de mikaven shamayim einim geduli karka, since water or these drinks don't have a halacha of geduli karka of being grown from the ground, saimchem al hasoivrim. Therefore, we rely on those she'ein isa zore hecha she'einoi mevor psoilis v'oichol. Therefore, we rely on those poiskim who say that, like we saw in the Mishabrua, quoting Rav Akiva Eger, it's no problem. If there's no oichol and psoilis, you don't have to worry about the whole thing. So the Sefer Klalim brings down, actually, from Rav Shimonider, Rav Shimonider Sefer on page 130, who says that Taka, he heard from Rav Moshe, he doesn't quote from where, but he said he heard from Rav Moshe that adding water to a cold water vaporizer, a humidifier, is allowed. Now we have to be careful where the water can be added through, where the water could be added through a spout. Okay, but adding water to a hot water vaporizer is not allowed because of the problem of Bishul. So if you're dealing with hot water, and these type of things, and with it heats up, so that's a problem. You can't put in regular cold water. Obviously, it's going to heat it up. That's also to do. That's bishul. But if it's all cold water, the whole thing works on cold water. That's what he says. Adding water to a cold water vaporizer, humidifier, would be allowed through the spout. So he quotes the Sefer Klolim, just to read how he brings it down on page Mem Gimel. He says Mutal lehoisef mayim lemartiv, this humidifier. If somebody has a humidifier, shall mayim karim, only if it works with cold water. Again, if there's hot water involved, it's not allowed. If it heats up the water, not allowed. The regular, it's all cold water, and this is how the humidifier works. Afal pisha martiv zoira mayim, even though the dehumidifier sprays the water into the air. That's basically what's happening, right? When you pour in the water, it's spraying out the water, and that's basically how it works. I'm a fazer, so it's basically spraying water, which is what we're talking about. Since the water is not, does not have a halacha as being grown from the ground, gedula karkas, so therefore, since there's no bad, there's no good, it's all water, like we said, it would not be a problem. Okay, just one more quick thing, which he says, which applies a lot. He says, mutter l'shtamish b'mazlev, like a spray. You know, you have, let's say, water, or you have like a aerosol type of a can, and the liquid is in the can, and you spray it, and it becomes a spray, right? So when you spray it in the can, it's liquid. Now when you spray it, it sprays. It's sprays all over the, right, into the air. So kishahu mole mayim, let's say whether it's filled with water, v'shar mashko, or something else, shayin gedula karka, like any other type of spray. So alfa pi shemis pazrim hamayim v'hamashki, even though it's being spread out by pressing the button, right? V'atam, we're talking about the mechanical, obviously. V'atam, the mekevin shemayim v'hamashkim ele enim gedula karka. The same thing, this is not gedula karka. Soim chamala soivrim she'en isu zoyre hecha. There's no oichel, there's no good, there's no bad over there. It's just one thing. And he quotes on the bottom the same thing from Rav Shimon Eider in conjunction with what Rav Moshe said, that when it's all oichel, or all psoilis, then it's not all oichel, all psoilis. That's how he quotes Rav Moshe, is not zoyre, is not the malacha of winnowing. And he says over here, va'oid is zayra hu kesher ruach mefazrad. But he says over here by the pressure can, by the aerosol spray, if somebody sprays into the air, again, if it's something that smells good, you can't spray it onto an item. But just spraying it into the air, that's not the issue. Spraying it onto something that's not allowed. Okay, so now if somebody wants to spray their clothing with deodorant or whatever, to spray it, right? You have sprayed deodorant, that you can't do. You can't spray good smelling things onto an item. But if somebody just sprays something up into the air, so that's not a problem. So that's what he says. If a person sprays water or whatever the case is, void is a zayra who kasheruch right mefazri avol hechad aver hakolit b'soy chakli. Over here, it's even easier because of the fact there's no zayra at all. Because of the fact he explains it goes through the, when you press the button, right? You press the thing on top, so that's when it separates. It doesn't even separate into the air. It just separates when you're pressing the button on top, so that's even better. So the bottom line is, be it as it may, these various different practical applications we saw, in general, it will not be a problem as long as it's one item and not gedulei karka, like water or other types of liquids and so on, spraying it up into the air. The fact that the air, the wind or whatever might separate the particles, separate the droplets, would not be a problem. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tuv.